Hey, Jason Rice here, another lap party quick tip. And I want to talk about my headline here. I just got off call with the dealer and talking about some adjustments on some cars to get ahead of the market. He asked me how, you know, I'm seeing things going in the market. Wanted to share kind of what I shared with him. I did go over a little bit of this in Clubhouse last Friday. Clubhouse is an app that you can do and we do all things used cars every Friday around 8 o'clock central. That's fun to do. If you guys have never been on that, join us there. But what I went over and what I talked about with this gentleman, this dealer today was, and what I put as the title of this is the used car market day supply is going to be misleading right now. And I wanted to explain what's happening, and I've seen it year after year, and I'm going to show you some graphs. So if this is something you're listening to on a podcast, if you want to get to YouTube, my Facebook, LinkedIn, look at the video if you want to see the graphs, but I'll go over it with you here shortly. But what you have to understand is what market day supply is on inventory, on a lot of these inventory management tools, is going to be based off of a certain time frame, okay? And I'm going to be playing around with my computer here in a second because, again, I'm going to share my screen. But the time frame that market day supply is based off of is a 45-day window, okay? And most tax seasons that we run into kind of start around mid to end of February and really ramps up in March and then rolls and starts slowing down April. The closer we get to that April 15th tax season stuff, it starts slowing down. And it's year after year after year. I've done these videos for years showing these trends. So if you ever want to set time aside and me go over it for, I can, and I'm going to go over some of it right now, again, sharing some graph data with you. But what you have to realize is market day supply is probably going to be at its lowest across the board. Individual cars against, and it's a good metric to say, this one's at 45 days, say, and this one's at 60. Currently, that other, the 60-day car is moving slower than the 45-day-old car. So it's accurate in that aspect. But again, that was a good example. The car that we were looking at for this dealership had like a 41, 42-day supply car. So he's like, well, you know, I'm holding off. The reason why I was there was because it's at 41-day supply. So, you know, I was a little bit higher just because of that. It was a good mover. But you're right, Jason, he said that to me, was there's no activity. It's not converting online, and I have no leads on it. So let me go ahead and make adjustments because the activity dictates if the car is going to sell or not, not the day supply. And I told him, I said, well, here's what's going to happen. It's low right now because it's looking 45 days ago. And the last February, March, they probably flying off the shelves. And my guess is that 45-day supply car right now, or 41, whatever it was, is probably going to be 60 in about 30 days from now because the market is slowing down. So let me go ahead and share my screen here, and you can give me a minute. I've shared this chart before in previous ones, and I'm gonna zoom in. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go down here. And what you're seeing here is a correlation between Google Shopper Index, okay, and our dealers across the country, their two-week sold percentage. I say this all the time. I want to manage my inventory in twos. And what I mean by that, I don't like looking at a rolling 30 days or 45-day supply or 30-day sale rates. Again, here I am April 4th. 30 days ago, March 4th, I was at the peak of what's been selling. And so if I look 30 days ago, it's going to tell me to keep buying cars. I'm short to my 30-day sale rate, and I'm going in, but yet I'm going into a slower April. You're going to be overstocked rolling in May. So that's a good point right there. So what I like looking at is give me my last 2 weeks, and then I'll times that by two and move myself forward. So if I've sold 20 cars in the last 2 weeks, I'm on pace to sell 40. If I sold 500 cars or 50 cars in the last 2 weeks, I'm on pace to sell. But if I look 30 days ago and I sold 100, but if I just look at my map right now and it's the fourth and I'm only on pace to do 70, right? Do I need to buy 100? Well, according to my 30-day sale rate, I do. I need 30 more units, but that's not the case. Anyways, so that's why we look at what – and so if our goal is you got 100 cars in inventory, we're selling 100 at least. So I want you to sell half your inventory in 2 weeks so you're selling 100% in 4 weeks. All right. So I, and again, I went over the shopper index. Again, this is Google information, and we can go year every year. So 2021 here, February 2021. I'm moving the chart. Sorry, I'm trying to zoom in there. You know, shopper index peaks, blue line. And guess what happens? After March 13th, 2021, a week later, the volume, a week or two later, our dealers' two-week sale volume creeps up. That's 60%. So, but what was 2 weeks ago, March 27th, you know, 2 weeks ago would have put around 314. Again, that's where the 313 is when the activity started. As the activity dropped off going into April 17th and April 24th, so did the dealer's two-week sale rate. So you could see verbatim as shopper count went up, sales went up. As shopper count dropped, sales dropped all the way down through December. Picks back up last year in February 18th, volume followed by March, the 1st of March, 2 weeks later. And then as the shopper count followed, so did the volume follow. So we've already hit this peak in shopper index in February 20th. And a week or two later, the volume picked up, but the shopper count has gone down, and so has our dealer's volume. We went from just a month ago at a 56% sale rate, meaning times that by two, meaning if we have 100 cars, we're selling 112 on average, that was our dealers, and now we're down to 47%. So if I've got 100 cars in stock, I'm only selling 94. And it dropped. Shopper index went from 61 down to 49. Okay, so we had a 12% shop drop in shoppers, and we had the equivalent drop in two-week sales volumes. But here's the thing. What was 45 days ago from today? Okay, if you look at the calendar, a month ago would have been March 7th. 2 weeks after that would have been February 22nd. Again, you go back in here. When did the shopper index peak? February 20th, when the volumes start coming. So a car right now that says it's a 40-day supply, you're standing at the lane and bidding on. Here, I'm going to get off of my stop sharing. Right now, you're replenishing from a good March. And you're going, hey, we sold, we're a 30-day sale rates at 100. We only have 60 in stock. Let's go buy 40 more cars. And oh, by the way, these are great day supply cars. They're really low. So let's step up and buy them. Or now that we own them, let's hold off on our pricing because it's a great market day supply. But I'm telling you, and I've got 10 years of data to back it up, and 15, 18 years of used car management helping dealerships across, we're going into a slower season. And so that 10-day-old car that you have that's a 40-day supply, if you don't get off of it now, it's going to be a 60-day-old car in June where the shopper index is lower, the two-week volumes are lower, and the prices are lower. And that car is now my 40, 50, 60-day-old car in June at a 60 to 70 market day supply. All right? So you're going to have to be aware of what's around the corner. And I wouldn't be just, this dealer asked me, he was only at 35, 40 cars and he wants to get to 60. I said, don't, okay, wait till June or May or June, end of May going into June, because all these dealers that are buying these cars right now, overpaying, overpricing them, by May and June, they're going to have an aging problem. They're going to stop buying at the lane. Wholesale buyers are going to drop and they're ready to get dump these cars because they're hot now and they're losing money. That's when I would buy, because July, August, we get a little summer uptake. I'm going to get out of the game there and buy 15 in May, buy another 15 in June, get yourself used to that pace. And now you're at 60 cars and you're selling 60. But I wouldn't do it now. Anyways, that was that conversation. Should be privy to our clients, but I want to share it with you to get ahead of this market. And again, share it with you to show you some insights and things that we're teaching our dealers and get that, and showing them how to keep moving that inventory as possible. And again, in order to do that, it's increase your fresh sale rate. You carry what you sell, sell what you carry. I mean, you got 100, let's sell 100, but get 60 to 70% of your sales going out on cars less than 30 days old where the gross is. Those two metrics, if you track that, is a trickle down effect. If you're not selling enough fresh cars, why? Maybe my average investment went up. Maybe I got low day supply cars and pricing high just to give it a shot and it didn't work and I need to react quicker. Maybe the market's moving. I was at 98% on a 5-day old car. Now it's 100% because the market moved and I haven't adjusted yet. maybe you got too many trucks, not enough compact SUVs, or 2020s and not enough 2022s. Whatever's moving on your lot, you got to figure out what's slowing down. Carrying 100, selling 100, and selling enough in that first 30 days. Okay. With that, I will tell you the fact. I got it on Amazon. You can go workthefacts.com. I'm going to link you there. It's a $12 book, but I break down. It was $20. I knocked it down to $12.95. All the charts, all these metrics I'm telling you, it's in this book. You can do it yourself. But that's also kind of what we build our business on, is different insights into the inventory and the market to help stay ahead of all this. What will impact that for sale? Workthefacts.com. Play on words. It's fun. I'll have a second book coming out too. Same title, different message on what WTF means. But check that out. Hope you had a great Easter, a great spring. Hope the weather's shifting for you. It feels good here in Kansas City. I'm kind of dressed because I'm leaving to go out of town, but I wanted to throw this out. Workthefacts.com, lotwalk.com if you want to see more on how we help you, not just with the inventory, but we flip you right into your leads. Your CRM and inventory tool, we put these two worlds together to be able to help you out. Hit me up there if you'd like to begin, see what we can do to help you and your team and your inventory moving along. Have a great weekend.